Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Oh my God, my microphone is covered in fuzz from the sweater. Jesus Christ, it looks like an old man's ball sack. It's disgusting. Ugh. Anyways, hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I am your host, Chris Clemens, who is currently holding a microphone that looks like an old man's ball sack. Yeah, we all heard it. How is everyone doing today? This is such an exciting... I mean, this isn't an exciting day. I just feel like this is going to be a good episode, and I'm excited for just like the progression of the podcast. I cannot believe I'm starting the podcast out on a positive note. Someone must have gotten more than 6 hours of sleep last night. Now, before we start the episode, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. If you like video episodes, we put them up on youtube.com/Chris. And be sure to rate and review our podcast, Unhinged with Chris Clemens, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I mean, oh my God, you can now comment on Spotify? How lit is that? I gotta see all your guys' comments. Ah, I love it. Also, before we get into the episode, I want to say that we are celebrating our 100th episode coming up by doing a live show in Los Angeles where we will be recording the entire 100th episode, and then I'll be doing some stand-up afterwards. Did lights just go out? Oh my God, something weird just happened with my eyes. I feel like it just got darker in here.
Oh no.
Hello? Mom? But yeah, we'll put tickets down below. You can get general admission tickets for $35 or VIP tickets that come with a meet and greet for $75. I'm so excited. A lot of tickets have already been sold, and I'm just so excited to do a live show with y'all and then to do some stand-up afterwards. Anyways, another thing before we get started, I wanted to shout out this week's organization, cause, etc. And with everything going on in Maui with the wildfires, I wanted to make that the dedication for this episode because it's just hard to fathom and it's just heartbreaking continuing to see this planet deteriorate and everybody on it go with it. It's just hard. And with people who live in islands, I think they're going to be the first to really face the consequences of climate change. So I wanted to shout out Maui with the Maui Food Bank and then also a community fund. And those links will be down below in the description of this episode. If you have even just a dollar, I think together we can really make a difference for people who literally have lost everything. So yeah, I think that's important. So check the link down below. And yeah, I don't know why I said, yeah, like everything's all good now, but I don't know. It's hard to It's hard to transition out of something so heartbreaking and serious. But I guess with pop culture, it won't be that hard because Tory Lanez is feeling down, but not totally out after getting 10 years of sentencing. Now, Tory Lanez is starting to feel the gravity of his 10-year prison sentence after believing the system would do right by him. He's now turning to God for strength. Jesus Christ, shoot me in the throat. I mean, oh, that's probably the worst story to say that to, because Tory Lanez fucking might. Oh, but I mean, oh my God, I got a prison sentence for shooting someone, so I'm turning to God. No, maybe we should have turned to God before turning to a gun, but whatever. Tory's defense attorney, Jose Baez, tells TMZ his client is feeling pretty low right now after having the book thrown at him. He's lucky that a book was thrown at him instead of a brick, like I would like to do. We're told Tory is having a hard time processing the sentence. Jose says Tory is leaning on his faith in God, the support of his family and friends, and the indignation his supporters around the world are expressing, many of whom are loudly lamenting the stiff punishment. Am I out of touch? Am I confused? Homedog, even if he didn't, okay? Even if we get to the gates of hell and we get one question, it's like, did Tory Lanez? And it's like, no. Or yeah, I don't know where I was going with this, but like, if somebody has a shooting accusation and there's also like video clips to back this up, just like, I don't know, maybe they should have consequences. Like, am I crazy for thinking that? I don't understand where we've gotten to as people. But I mean, that's just for a fucking college student's dissertation, because I don't know. Bay says Tory was hoping the judge would show mercy, because that's what judges do, especially with the number of people who went to bat for him in court, including some celebs. We're told the reason there's so much outcry for Tory is because he was genuinely loved in the community, as he's done a lot to give back over the years. I still think shooting someone is shooting someone. You know, you could build a center for underprivileged children and then still, you know, shoot someone and deserve to go to jail. You know, you can have both.
I hope they have booster seats in prison.
Why? Is he short? Is he like a...
Dude, he's like 5'3".
Oh my God. Tory Lanez is little pocket prince. Oh my God. I had no idea he was a little walking munchkin. Oh my God. He's going to be able to escape jail real quick. He'll just like slip right through the bars. I mean, oh my God, how fun. We definitely know he's getting the bottom bunk.
Our little prison Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, he's like a little Willy Wonka Oompa Loompa. Oh my God, do you think he was cast in the new movie with Timmy Chalamet?
I don't think Hugh Grant would give up his Oompa Loompa stage for that, but maybe.
But maybe Hugh Grant was the understudy. Who knows? Anyways, I love conspiracizing. Like, just nonsensical bullshit. So fun. Moving on, and this honestly piqued my interest. Austrian supermarket spider with bite that can cause permanent boners invades store, forces evacuations. This is the kind of news I wake up for. A supermarket in Austria was evacuated after a highly venomous spider was spotted in the store, and the creature has a bite that can not only kill, but also cause permanent erections. Talk about a boner killer. The deadly arachnid in question is the Brazilian wandering spider, and it was reportedly spotted in the store. The creature has reached Europe before, usually by hiding in bunches of bananas being shipped to stores. The four-inch spider. I mean, I see a spider that's like a quarter of an inch. I mean, fuck it. I see a spider that's like a centimeter, and I'm like, Mom, you have to get to my house now! Oh my God, I'm not even kidding. The 4-inch black and red spider apparently popped up at the Penny supermarket in Krems an der Donau, which you guys know, Austrian's my foreign tongue, my natural tongue. I mean, like, I don't know what that was. The store called authorities after Tuesday's sighting, and the shop has been shuttered ever since. The spider is still on the loose despite an extensive search of the store, which included sealing all the banana crates. Here's the thing. I know people say I was born in the wrong era. No, I was like literally raw, born in the wrong era. I don't need social media to know this. I would like to just get bit by a spider and have a boner and then die like a normal person. I don't need to have like an irrational fear consistently put in my head. Like the list of fears is growing. It's just exhausting. Like now I've got to be afraid of dying and or a boner. Jesus. Stranger Things, Noah Schnapp, relax. Is that his last name? Schnapps. I know, that's like why I said, I was like, Schnapps, oh my God, my old friend. Stranger Things, Noah Schnapp came, I just can't even fucking say the story. I'm so stuck on his last name. All I'm thinking of is like peppermint schnapps. Like that is exclusively all I'm thinking of right now. And that, hi, my name is Chris and I am an alcoholic. Stranger Things, Noah Schnapp reflects on the moment he decided to publicly come out. I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about the last name. 7 months after the Stranger Things started, this has been pop culture. Thank you all for coming. I turned off the iPad, but I still fully need it because why? It's time for voicemails. Now, on the last episode, we told you guys a prompt to call in with, and this one is no different because I want to hear about the biggest scandal that happened at your high school or college for that matter, or elementary school. I don't know. High school is like a breeding ground for drama. Like I like live for it. When I was in high school, the biggest scandal was that our rival high school burned a penis onto our football field. Like a giant football length field one. And I remember thinking like, oh, terrorism. And then like, let alone now we have like Karens like wielding guns. Anyways, so call into 310-844-6459. I'm very excited to look forward to next week's episode where you guys tell us what the biggest scandal at your high school was. Today, though, we are hearing about the sluttiest things you guys have done this summer, honey. And I am very excited. Again, if you want to call in to talk about your craziest high school scandal, it's 310-844-6459. The number is always in the description. Save it into your phone. Do it. All right, let's stop me from talking and hit it.
Chris, that one is actually the hot gossip that you posted last night with the biggest piece of gossip, people.
Because the prompt comes out today.
Yeah.
This week, however, since we haven't put out the episode with the prompt in the episode, Jesus, I've made this confusing not only for us, but now for the listeners. I'm sorry, I've roped you in. Anyways, this is the last prompt that will be on stories, and it was the hottest piece of gossip that you have. So next week is when we're going to hear about the sluttiest thing you did this summer. But hit it, DJ, because I don't know what I was talking about, and I'm really self-conscious.
So I live in a small town.
Okay, work.
And I was at an appointment.
Okay.
And my technician told me that one of her clients caught my boss having sex in a car at a local restaurant. And the client is the guy's niece. And the whole family doesn't know. Now they all know.
That's it.
Now they definitely f***ing know. Because they've definitely sound like they listen on Ninja's Chris comments. Oh my God. See, I had a friend was over when I like said like this should be the prompt. And they were like, Chris, what are you even gonna get? Like, you don't know any of these people. See, we get each other, guys. We f***ing get each other. Oh my God. I don't need to listen to another voicemail. So this guy, your boss, is fucking his nephew?
Or his niece.
Or his niece. I don't know how those work, so just don't yell at me, okay? Calm down. Oh my God. I don't know if I've been bit by the Austrian spider, but I have a boner from this gossip. Oh my God. Oh, I mean, no, not like that. Ew, no. Yeah, no, yeah. No, 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 yeah. That is not. I just mean the juiciness of this? I don't know a single person involved in this story. And if I do, no, I don't. Oh my God. I love this prompt. This might be the weekly fucking prompt. Lizzie McGuire saying this is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. Like, Again, not the scenario, but just like the gossip.
The juicy niece.
Okay. And with that, we're going to move on to the next voicemail. Thank you so much, Justin. No, seriously, thank you. I had like literally nothing else to say because I just kept digging the hole for myself. And so was the uncle. So.
Hey, Chris. Hey. My name is Steph.
Hey, Steph.
I work at a school, and today I was at work, and school. There was this guy, this really hot guy, painting door frames. And okay. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and he said that he has slept with the majority of our staff, and it's like a big secret. So I just think that that's really funny. And yeah, I wanted to share. All right. Anyway, love you. Hopefully this makes the podcast.
Thank right, you. Bye. It definitely made the podcast, Steph. Now I'm wondering, when is your time to get the painter's paintbrush? I mean, come on now. Got to see what that's like. You got to have him roll up on you. You know, I'm trying to make painting jokes. It's pretty hard. Wait, I want to see how hot this guy is now. Like, he's f-ed almost all the staff. See, I think I want like a fucking not a job where I'm alone in my basement. God, that's really bleak when I put it like that. But like, oh my God, I want to like fuck a coworker. Sorry, guys, not you. No offense. Now I just am thinking about, oh yeah, okay.
Banging us?
But like, yeah, I can't think about it. It's like literally too gross to me. We are like literally family, but I guess that didn't really stop people before. So Jesus Christ. All right. Well, thanks for the voicemails. We're going to take a break. I thought it would be fun to do a what's in my bag because Sam, I think, recommended this. And I looked at my bag and I was like, yeah, I don't know what's in that, but it's full. I am somebody who loves fashion, loves bags, loves clothes. So I really like, I've never been able to like afford nice shit for myself until like all of this career started panning out. So for me, I'm like kind of living like my best suburban mother life right now. And I treat my bags like filing cabinets. Anything that I could possibly need for the day, I bring with me. If I'm like, oh, I might not be home in time for dinner, I bring like an induction stove with me and like macaroni. I'm just kidding. But like, I really, if I could, I would. So this is my bag. Oh my God, I know I have a pair of sunglasses inside, but also there's some hanging off of it. This is, I don't know like what is going on with this bag. I have it's a Birkin 35, I think. I don't know. I just wanted a bag that people really respected and I wanted to treat it like shit. There's something in me that just loves pissing. It's usually old people that get really offended when like you beat around a Birkin. I don't know why it's a bag. It should be fucking filled with stuff. I don't get it. Anyways, so I've got this black Birkin. It's so cringy. But the first thing I have is a pair of sunglasses hanging off of it. I love these. They're little. I just recently wore them in a TikTok. Super cute. Wow. I just realized that all of this shit is going to be. I mean, this is like heavy. Okay, the first thing we have are, I think this is a paper towel from an airplane. It was really absorbent, so I stole a stack and I only have one left. This is literally what my bag looks like, guys. This is unedited, unplanned. There's a lot of paraphernalia in here. Oh, there is a flashlight in here because I was in a tornado. Wow, I forgot that happened this week. Should I talk about that?
Yeah, you didn't really tell us what happened.
I couldn't because I was in the basement with no power and service. So my bad. Yeah, I was vlogging that day because like I was already having like an anxious morning. And so I was like, I'm going to go distract myself with what? Retail therapy. So I found this furniture store in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, like an hour away from me that my friend told me about like the day before. And I was like, okay, I really want like a new rug for my front hallway. I really just want to find some good furniture. I did a whole haul on my Patreon, if you're interested, patreon.com/Chris Clemens. I was vlogging that day. And I was like, wow, oh my God, I turned the day around. And then, I mean, oh, on the way home from the furniture store, I'm like pulling into my driveway. It's like 4 p.m. And I see on the weather thing, it says like tornado watch. And I mean, from Delaware, you get those occasionally. But I've never once experienced one. Like a month or two ago, one hit pretty close to my house. But it wasn't like close enough where I was like, ah, nor do I think it really did much damage, but maybe it did. And I just wasn't aware. Tornadoes were like a huge, like, fear of mine when I was younger. That and getting robbed, I would like cry every night to my mom and like at like 3 a.m. be like, Ma, I'm so scared we're gonna die in a tornado. Literally had no experience with them. You would thought like I was an extra in The Wizard of Oz or something. Except mm-hmm. that wouldn't have happened because I would have had asbestos and died.
Had you watched Twister as a kid? Is that where the fear came from?
Oh no, I couldn't even make it through like 10 minutes of that movie.
Oh.
I mean, I was like sobbing during that movie. Oh my God, I hated tornadoes.
The beginning's so scary.
For some reason, I hated tornadoes. There was no cause for it. Just the concept of them. As a 5-year-old, I couldn't wrap my brain around. Anyway, so I see this tornado watch warning. And normally when I'm in Delaware and I see those, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Something about that day, I think this was Tuesday. Something about Tuesday, I was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. But it was like totally sunny. And so I'm like inside filming Patreon stuff, filming, vlogging. I'm on FaceTime with a friend and I'm like, look at the back. Look at how pretty it is outside. It's like, and then I go to this other room a couple of minutes later. I'm like, oh my God, look how dark it is out this window. A couple of minutes later, I'm back in my bedroom and I'm like, I'm going to call you back really quick because the sky just looked really ominous. Like it was like almost sunset-y, but also literally like the apocalypse was happening. It was very the juxtaposition. So I took a video and this was like the video where it all started. Like it, I've been in hurricanes. I've really seen some shit. I have never experienced a storm like this in my life. I was genuinely scared. And I, with storms, I'm pretty into them. Like I love watching lightning and thunder. And there was just something about this that was so diametrically different. And so I'm on FaceTime and I'm like, I gotta go. So I start filming out my bedroom window. And I swear to God, the trees just went like crazy. I pan like towards my neighbor's backyard and then I pan to the other side. And then the focus gets totally cut off because I've got screens. I can't even get into how angry that made me. But I pan away and then all of a sudden I pan back and the tree has absolutely just collapsed in the span of like a 15-second clip from wind. No lightning. No, whoa. Like the wind. I have never seen anything like this. I just remember like not being able to like even see out my window because there was just so much wind and rain and the noises were insane. Like it genuinely felt like my house was going to fall apart. It was just an indescribable feeling. So I'm like, booger. Oh, and then the lights start flickering and I'm like, hell no, I've seen this movie and I didn't. I mean, I watched 10 minutes of it. It was called Twister. So I'm like, bugger, get in the basement now. Let's go. And I like grab flashlights. We run to the basement and I'm just like sobbing. I'm like literally crying. There's no lights down here. It's pitch fucking black. I'm like not sobbing, but like I'm definitely shaking. Thank God I was vlogging because if I wasn't, I would have been like sobbing. I was just like way too mortified to be doing that on camera because I've done that one too many times. And so then we don't have power. And so I tried calling my mom because I'm like, where, like, what just happened? I've had no context for this happening. I know we were doing a What's in My Bag. We'll get to it in a sec. But yeah, the next, my memory of all of this is really foggy because it was just, like, it's my first house. It hasn't even been a year of me living in it. I spent so much fucking money renovating it. I have so many thoughts running through my head of like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God, I'm so happy to be alive. Holy shit, what's happened? Like, I feel pretty level-headed in these moments, but it still is like I'm having a million thoughts. So I tried calling my mom and I hear her voice. So I'm like, okay, thank God she's alive. But it's like, Chris, and she can't hear me. And so it was just a lot of that. She ends up driving over because it was just raining a lot. I mean, once the wind and the rain kind of cleared a little and it got a little less heavy and intense, you could just see destruction, like everywhere, and not like houses complete. Like it wasn't like, this is why I have like imposter syndrome with this story, because I'm like, I don't know if it was a tornado, but like there was destruction in a way that I've never seen after a storm, after a hurricane. Like, and it was like so quick. It happened so quickly. And so my mom comes over, we have no power. I'm like lighting candles and shit all over the house. And we go outside because I notice that parts of my siding are like in the back of my property. And like, that's never happened in a store before. Like even growing up, like we've never had siding go missing. Like we've never, whatever. So I'm picking up all these remnants of my house. But the weirdest shit is like Booger has a dog bed outside that's literally like a piece of cloth and like two and like a little metal frame. It's not heavy. It's light. It did not move a centimeter. It did not move a centimeter. But like my neighbor's tree literally collapsed. Like my garbage can was flung into my fence and broke through my fence. Like it was just such a mind. So my mom and I decided to go for a drive around the neighborhood.
Storm chasing.
We kind of, honestly, but there's like this town Facebook group that my mom's a part of. And so she was like, she got like a moment of service and was going through it. And people in the neighborhood, like across, like in a neighborhood, like uncomfortably close to mine, were saying that they all heard like the steam train that you hear during a tornado. And like there were roofs missing from their houses. And so we go through their neighborhood and just everybody has like my neighbor's tree. There were, oh my God, there was like a 40-foot like oak tree that completely didn't break. It got uprooted. Like the roots that came out were like taller than people. Like it was just crazy. So that was my Tuesday or whatever it was. So that's why I have a flashlight in my bag, because when we went to go storm chasing, not really, we were just like seeing what the damage was around the neighborhood. I had a flashlight in my bag. I don't normally have one because I have an iPhone, but that's why I have a flashlight. Okay, moving on. I now have my keys. I have this little Lego hot dog man on it, which I got at the Lego store, which is kind of a hot take for me, but it is my favorite thing. Like, oh my God, it's so fucking cute and cool, and I love it. The next thing I have is a pen, and I mean just an honest to God pen. Carrying a pen around is the best. It, like, when you sign a check, you don't have to touch that nasty ass pen. Like, you just pull out your own, and everyone's always so impressed. Like, oh, you even have your own pen. And I'm like, yeah, I do. I have a Tide stick. Carrying a Tide stick with you, so clutch. I have the Rode Peptide Lip Treatment. I find this to be the best lip treatment ever. I am very particular about my lips products because I find that a lot of times they dry out your mouth. I have a tube of herbal cigarettes.
Jazz cigarettes.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but I smoke herbal ones, if you catch my gist. I mean, if you don't, you really are on the wrong podcast. I have a vlog battery, vlog camera battery. I have I have a little thing of poppers. I feel the rush. Addicted to your touch. yeah, I don't know why I have poppers in there, actually. I have my vlog camera. I have another pair of sunglasses. These, oh my God, I bought these off Kardashian Closet. These used to be Kylie Jenner's. But they were Loewe sunglasses that I wanted to get, but then they were sold out. And they were like two-thirds the price. So I was like, done. Or a third the price. I don't know how math works.
They're good to wear in case of stormies, baby.
I fucking hate how good that was. I have my wallet in here. I just upgraded to like a big, ooh, like tea wallet. Sorry for the bleep. But you can store receipts. Oh my God, I carry cash with me now. Granted, I think all I have, it's a five. I thought it was a one. So that's immediately better. But it fits all my stuff. I love it. Oh my God, I love having a big bitch wallet. Love. The next thing I have are gummies because I love candy.
Regular gummies?
No.
Oh.
Just use your fucking head, Sam. I'm trying to skirt monetization rules, okay?
I love candy, too.
I have another herbal cigarette. Jesus Christ. Oh, the last thing I packed this bag for was going to my friend's house for the night. So this explains some of it, but not fully all of it. I have, the two receipts from the tornado day from the furniture store. Calico Creek Home, Slay. I have a lens cap. This is like the realest what's in my bag I've ever done. I do these on TikTok sometimes. I have a USB, micro USB cord. I don't even know why.
Is that for your camera?
No, because that has a battery that I showed you earlier. Maybe a VAPE pen, but like, I don't know. The next thing I have, oh my God, this is so mortifying. I just realized you can get, what are these called? Capsules? What are those? Like medicine that's put in the caps?
Vitamin?
Mushrooms?
No, they're like, what are the gel caps? I have herbal gel caps. Jesus, I just discovered these at my local herbal store. I sound like
a witch.
It sounds like you're studying being like an herbologist. You're going to become an herbologist.
Yeah, I sound like a f***ing guru. Anyways, I just discovered that they have herbal gel caps, and that is lit. So I have some of those. I have a lighter for all the candles I'm lighting on the go. I have a brown handheld mini fan. I'm telling you, people make fun of me for this. This, on a humid day when you are walking down the street, will save your fucking life. It's called the Lollipop Fan. Maybe I'll put a link in the description for this. But I got it on Amazon. I hate shopping on Amazon, and I try not to, but I mean, a chocolate brown hand fan. I bought like four of these, two brown and like two beige. Oh my God, I love it. I'm living my best Skims life. I then have two rings Oh my God, I thought I lost these. That's where they are. They were in one of the deep pockets that I have. I have a pack of opened Trader Joe's cashew butter cashews. They're honey roasted cashews covered in sweetened cashew butter coating. Wait, why don't I remember these? Oh, I got these while I was at my friend's house. Oh, and she was allergic to cashews. I forgot about this. Oh my God. Sorry, Sam. I know you said don't eat food when we're recording, but oh my God, wow, these are really not that great for you at all, but they are good for your soul.
That's good preparation. You have a snack in case you're on the go and you...
Yeah, this is actually my evacuation kit. Oh my God, I thought I almost just spilled. My evacuation kit's in a Birkin. I then have my Beats headphones, which I used to wear on this podcast, but I thought I should buy a set just for this podcast, so I bought these clear ones that I'm wearing. I do realize that they look like hearing aids even more than the brown ones, so it's just something I'm dealing with. I then have this... Jesus, welcome to my Caucasian life. My nails are, like, cracking, like, down the center. I don't know why. I think it's because when I lived in LA for a long time, it was really dry, and when I pick zits, I pop them at these fingers, so I think it just, like, caused them to get brittle. Anyways, I have this Nutri-Nail 5 to 7 day growth. You basically just paint it on your nails. And let me tell you, the splits in my nails have never been this grown up. Like, it's working. So laugh all you fucking want, but I'm curing my own illnesses, just not the one I really should be curing. I have a USB-C cord. That's for my headphones. And then I have 5 different fragrances.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not kidding. Travel size fragrances in a bag will change your life. I have this DS and Durga. I don't know what. This is from Scentbird. See, guys, I do use the fucking brand deals that I do. Oh my God, it smells so good. It's great though, because like, it's so fun to be that like, see you next Tuesday at dinner. It's like, okay, the meal's done. Slam this big, fat, ugly filing cabinet on the table, and then you just like spritz up. Oh my God. And then you put on lip product. It's like, whoa. And then you sniff some Rush and it's like, woo, he has his life together. The next scent is Replica by Maison Margiela Lazy Sunday Morning. This is like, to me, this is what the equivalent of like a no makeup look. This is like a no fragrance. It just kind of smells like you maybe have like good detergent or something. Mm. I mean, no, I guess it smells like a fragrance, but it just smells so like subtle. Yet, sorry for the inhale noises you guys are getting. I then have another scent, Bird Bottega Veneta Pour Homme. This is like a more manly scent that I wear like at night. I guess I could pack it for night, but I don't know. I never know what I'm doing, okay? So you just have to be really prepared. This is all you should learn from this. I have a Boy Smells Marble Fruit. Oh, this one's so good. It's so weird and funky and yet floral. And then I've got Perfect by Marc Jacobs. And then I don't want to shock y'all, but I really think that might conclude the end of this What's in My Bag.
Like, that's so many scents.
Right? I know. And I have even more upstairs. So I have like a little caddy in my closet that's like, I think it's for like a stationery. Like you put some note cards and you have like pens. But I have like a couple different lip products I like. I have like a couple lighters and stuff. And then I have a whole container of even more travel scents. So I kind of like pull the ones that I'm feeling for the day. And then I also usually have games in here. Like I have an Uno deck and like a game called Five Crowns and a card deck that I keep up there as well in my closet. So if I'm like going to dinner, I can just grab those or like lunch. I love playing cards at like out to dinner. It's so fun. Like, what are you supposed to do? Talk to someone? Ugh. Anyways, I really should, now that we have done this little exercise, clean this out, but I am sort of just putting everything back in because it is sitting next to me like a hoarder.
Maybe put the rings on so you don't lose them.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea. I should put the rings on. They were a little expensive. This is why I don't buy real jewelry anymore, I will say, although I did just buy real jewelry. But because when I first started making a lot of money, I would buy like diamond rings and then I would lose the diamond rings. And it is just so soul crushing. And here's the gag. Nobody knows if it's fucking real or fake except a jeweler. So like, just buy fake shit. Okay. Swarovski crystals. Swarovski has lots of great options for like diamond looking rings on a budget, because you really do lose them. But every now and again, I do buy real shit. Like, this diamond necklace was gifted to me. I would never have bought this because I would lose it. I did buy diamonds for my ears. And then this ring is also diamonds. But I guess I just made it sound like I literally... But I really... These are, like, really all that I have that are real. Because, like I said, I lose this shit way too quick. Oh, my God. I just have a security alert. I have a package getting delivered. Every time we are recording this podcast, I get something delivered. If this studio was still in my kitchen like it was, I would absolutely implement, like, a segment of like, what did we get today? Oh my God, it would be literally just Blue's Clues is what I think I'm describing.
Fragrances.
It's more travel size fragrances. You get travel size fragrance. You get travel size fragrance. You get travel size fragrance.
You have such a fun bag. I feel like it's like a fun mom that would have both. Not that a fun mom would have the poppers, but.
No, you don't need to backtrack, girl. I will take the fun mom role. When you have ADHD, OCD, and depression, you really have to prepare. Ooh, like you really gotta. And I went from being the person who was like insufficient, or maybe insufficient's not the word, but I was the one who like was never prepared. And then once I started wearing bags, I was like, oh shit. The world is my oyster and I can fit it in this bag. Lit. All right. I've talked a lot and also revealed way too much. So I want you guys to reveal some. So we're going to hit some more voicemails because I'm starting to really see me from an outside perspective. And it's not.
Hi, Chris. Hi. I'm Anna. Hi, I saw your Instagram about the best piece of gossip you have. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet. So basically, my uncle of 50 years was supposed to be aborted 50 years ago, but yeah, he's still here. That's all. Love you. Bye.
Oh my God. Do we think this is the niece?
Oh, damn. No.
Do we think this is the niece from earlier? And she's like, he should have been fucking aborted. Oh. My God, I just want to say to my listeners, I love you. I love you. And I'm not saying this as like a, we're friends, because I literally don't know any of you. But oh my God, do I love you guys. Thank you for helping make this podcast what it is. This has been the best voicemail. These have been the best voicemails we've gotten ever. I am so ecstatic. Oh my God. I hope the uncle listens. If you're listening, hi, just a reminder, you weren't supposed to be here. Like, he will never win an argument for the rest of his life. Stop talking. You aren't supposed to be here. I mean, that's iconic. That's iconic. I wonder how he feels about it. God, I would love to interview him.
And who do you think told her? Like, her grandma?
That? She's, like, on her deathbed. No offense if she's not. Like, I hope she's healthy and kicking. But she's like, your uncle was supposed to be aborted. Like, that's iconic. I want those to be my last words. Are you kidding? Except that would... Oh, man, I'd be talking about my brothers. Sorry, Mike and Dave.
If you had to have, like, a final words, what do you think they would be?
If I had final words, what do I think they would be?
Like, current day. Like, if you had to die. Or, well... I guess so.
Jesus.
Sorry.
That took a turn.
My final words would be... I was thinking, like, delete my browser history, but I don't really give a shit. It's like OnlyFans, guys. Like, that's the juiciest thing you're gonna fucking find, is my very in-depth amount of OnlyFans subscriptions. Like, that's what you're gonna find. And I will happily tell you that so I can monetize off of it. My final words, if I died right now, I don't know. I think it's hard to, like, decide that. I can't think of anything funny. I hope I just, like, drop dead. I think that would be, like, the way to go. Is, like, have no final words.
Instantaneous.
Like, have it be like, can I get cheese with that? And then die. Like, that would be everything to me. Like, that's what I want for myself. Is, like, for it to happen, like, when I'm being super annoying, I'm like, can I get the hamburger, but, like, with no tomatoes, but can I get extra pickles? Drop dead. That's exactly what I want. Like, I see that for myself, you know? Anyways, let's hear another voicemail, because this is getting weird.
Okay, this is the last one.
This martini is staring me in the face. Ugh, sorry. This is the last one. I heard you.
It's a little bit longer because it's a story.
Hi, Chris. Story. Hi. Oh my gosh, this is the first time I've ever actually left a message.
What?
Oh, hi, Sam, Justin, Jake, too. Oh, and Booker, if you're there.
Oh my God, she can't hear you, and she's a dog.
To give, like, the hottest gossip we have, and here's mine. So my family is a little unhinged. Like, we constantly have something going on.
Well, you're in the right place.
And so just last week, my mom called me at work because she, like, needed to vent. So basically, my aunt called my mom before she called me and told her that, you know, my cousin had left at 10 o'clock at night, stole the car, the mom's car. He's 16 years old. Stole the mom's car, went and picked up some random girl that he goes to school with, came back to his house, picked up my other cousin, his little brother, who is 10 years old, and the three of them drove off into the night, was going up and down the town. Then my 16-year-old cousin thought it would be a good idea to start smoking the good, and then decided to stop at a gas station / like Albertsons type deal, and decided to steal a full bottle of Pink Whitney, left again, and successfully stole that bottle, drank the whole thing with his friend, dropped my little cousin off, and him and the girl went off. And then my cousin didn't come back until 4 a.m. And the only reason my aunt and uncle found out was because my cousin came home 20 minutes before my uncle had to get up for work, and he could smell my cousin's cologne still in the garage area. So, my cousin is now grounded for the rest of the year, and I really commend my aunt and uncle for not getting CPS called on them for beating that kid's ass. Anyways, love you guys. Hopefully that wasn't too much. And Chris, you're awesome, and I love you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Wow, I've never seen Euphoria, but I always imagine it being something exactly like that. Like, you could tell me that's the plot of Euphoria, and I'd be like, yeah, okay. Okay. What in the 60 Minutes investigative journalism just happened? The only reason this homeboy got caught. Oh, by the way, I think I have fragrance in my mouth.
No.
Oh.
Because it's either all I'm smelling and I'm then tasting it. I think I'm just tasting it.
Take a drink of your martini.
I know. The martini I was saving till the end for a new thing we're doing on the podcast, but
it's full of it's full of number five.
What?
Isn't that a fragrance?
Oh, yeah.
I was just about to say it literally is just going to taste exactly like fragrance. I have so many questions that the only reason that homeboy almost got caught was because the cologne was in the garage. I'd be like, bitch, that says nothing. It does not fit. You must have quit. I mean, and then also at 16 years old, I was like afraid to go like 35 miles per hour on the road, let alone steal the parents' car, pick someone up, come back for the little brother. Also, in the future, just bring your little brother with you on the way. You're wasting gas. I know that you probably don't have to pay for it, but as an adult, you will. So, and then you stole Pink Whitney? Bitch, at least steal like Burnett's if you're going to go that low. I mean, Jesus Christ. And then you drank the whole thing and drove home? I don't even think I could do that as a 30-year-old. Should we try? I'm just kidding. I'm like, let's give drinking and driving a go. No, I'm kidding. Don't, guys. I mean, obviously, don't. That's the thing about, like, the internet and, like, being a comedian. You can't make jokes these days. No, I always am super sarcastic, but then there's people who are like, that's not funny. Well, no shit, it's not fucking funny. God. Anyways, not me just, like, angering myself. Wow, this was probably the best episode of voicemails that we've had. Like, this was crazy.
Sam,
how many others did you have to listen to like, find these? Are you, like, traumatized?
No, I'm not traumatized, but I know all your I know everyone's secrets. There was some stuff I couldn't put in because I was like, this is too gross or too, I'll save them for a special episode.
I was going to say, can you save those for like the 420 episode or like something that I can use for Patreon? Because, wow, I want to hear those. Actually, just email them to me. I would love to do that on Patreon.
Yeah. I'll save you the ones that were like a little too greasy.
Oh, yes, please do. Now we are going to play a little game. And this is one that we thought of, I feel like this was like a solid group effort. There are these accounts on Instagram and I guess like Twitter and stuff. And there's probably like coffee table books knowing this genre. And it's like Overheard LA, Overheard New York. And it's just like these crazy sentences that people submit that they overheard. And then people are like, oh my God, like this is so you at Victoria Donnelly, or, you know, like they'd like tag their friends and that's how they gain momentum. So Justin, Jake, and Sam have gotten a bunch of overheard remarks, statements, questions, etc. from four different places. It is Overheard New York, Overheard Los Angeles, Overheard Miami, and Overheard London. Are those the four?
Austin, Texas.
Austin,
Texas, baby.
So it's Austin, Miami, LA, New York?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got a guess if, oh my God, I just realized that I'm still wearing a zit patch. Well, hi 4K. So I've got a guess which city they came from based off of the statement. And just for the record, I have never been to Miami. So there's just some backstory. And if I don't get it right, I will have to take a drink. It's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And if there's, if it's like a conversation between two people, then we'll act it out.
Oh my God, I love role play. Oh my God, this is turning into the best episode ever. See, to quote the Black Eyed Peas, I had a feeling that this was going to be the best episode ever. They didn't say that last part, but I did. Anyways, okay, continue.
Okay, all right, where to start? Yeah, he just got a residency.
Oh wow, he's a doctor? Where?
No, he's a DJ. He has a residency at a club.
Miami. My motherfucking Miami. Has to
and
be.
If you get it wrong, or do you have to drink?
Yeah, so I'm taking a drink.
That was Los Angeles.
That was LA.
Oh, that was literally gonna be my first guess, but then I was like, doesn't Miami just like exclusively have like club scene? Like, oh my God, that's so annoying.
We had to trip you up.
Yeah, let me just say this game's gonna be hard.
There's gonna be no alcohol left for the toast.
Oh no.
Okay. If we're gonna introduce a segment to the podcast, being unprepared for it is right at home for it. So
just micro sips, Chris.
Is that a quote? Oh, to me.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, I will take micro sips. Don't worry. How many of these are there, by the way? Like, I do need to mentally prepare myself.
We can cap it at like
we can do as many 15. As you
want. Yeah, as many as you want.
Oh, cap it at 15, bitch.
No, not 15. We don't have to do 15.
Holy shit. I'm scared. No, but if that's like the abbreviated version, what was going to be the unabridged?
I think we have like 20-ish.
We don't need to do that many.
We don't have to do that many, no.
I mean, we're going to find what my last fucking words are in a minute. Jesus Christ. It's going to be like no more.
Mom said she isn't paying for a police escort for the funeral unless we get to speed the whole time.
Oh, this is giving Texas, but it's also kind of giving like New York, like rich wealth. And you would need like you would need a police escort in New York. Don't say yeah to try and trip me up, bitch. Okay. On to you. But like, I could also see it being Miami. Shit. The problem is like, I think all of these cities are really wealthy. So I'm like, I'm going to go with my gut on this and say Austin, Texas. But it's going to be New York. I swear to God.
It's Miami.
Oh, my God. Miami? I'm like really confused by that. I really thought that had Texas written all over it. Wow, I really have a strong craving for McDonald's.
What's your McDonald's order?
Well, because I have a gluten intolerance, it's gotten pretty embarrassing. It is just an order of French fries and a Dr. Pepper. That's where I wish more people besides Chick-fil-A would get fucking grilled nuggets, because like that might be the only thing Chick-fil-A's gotten right. And their sauces. And the fact that they have blue Powerade. But we don't go there. No more. Although we did start the first episode talking about Chick-fil-A.
Powerades.
Yeah, the Powerade. It's so cringy. Gross.
Jake, do you want to rip one?
Yeah. I'm done with dating. Instead of applying to Soho House, I'm going to apply to a monastery.
Oh, this is Los Angeles. So, although I don't think people in Los Angeles would know the word monastery. So maybe it's New York. I'm going to say New York.
It's across the pond in London.
Wait, what?
What the f***? I thought we cut the uncuts. I thought there was no London.
We weren't doing London.
Oh, f***. Well, sorry.
Where in the f*** is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, that's Jake's first f***.
Yeah, I have to be Jake.
No, it isn't. He has two kids. Hi, his two kids. So sorry.
I have another one for you.
Well, where is it from? Overheard Indonesia? I mean, Jesus no. Christ.
All right, this is walking out of a Cartier store.
Los Angeles.
Just got myself a divorce present.
Los Angeles.
Miami.
What the f***? This is, I think, why I don't think I'd like Miami, because it's just a carbon copy of LA, just more humid. Dude, I am going to be hammered.
Are you ready for another one?
I'm going to have to get an Uber to my little brother's house for dinner tonight. This is like so embarrassing. I mean, Chris, where did you park? Oh, I didn't. I Ubered. Oh, why? Oh, I was working. Like, what the f***?
You have a cool job.
I'm the cool mom with a cool job and f***ing trauma.
I wanted to live in a dorm room on campus, but my parents insisted on buying me an apartment.
New York. New York.
It's New York. You got it.
Concrete jungle where I finally don't have to drink. Yeah, that was like the most NYU sentence. They went to NYU. I know that for a fact.
It was Columbia.
Damn it. I got too big of an ego. All right. Hit me, Justin.
I got a tough one for you.
Oh, yeah, because the rest of these have been easy.
Hey, you just got one. Okay. Taco trucks are the bodegas of blank.
What's the game here? Am I guessing the city or filling the blank?
Yeah, like the city.
Oh, New York. Oh, wait. Say that again.
So the quote is, taco trucks are the bodegas of blank.
Okay, so it's not New York. Texas could be a very hot option. Or Miami or California or Los Angeles. Shit. God, I'm literally drinking on an empty stomach, if that was not obvious. I'm going to say a taco truck. Let's see. In Los Angeles, I feel like there's more like taco huts or like little buildings. I'm going to say Miami. It's going to be Austin. I know it.
It's Austin.
It's Austin.
Aww.
F*** this! God, I really do need to soundproof this basement more because it's going to sound like someone is stuck in this basement.
I thought you loved games.
I love games, but I hate losing at games.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I just spilled part of my martini.
No.
All right. Hold on. I have to take five. There is liquor on the loose, bitch. Shit. Where's a towel? Hold on. Pause the record.
For all the old people out there, I just spilled a martini all over my Birkin. Suck my dick. You know some lady
on the Upper East Side is clutching her fucking pearls right now. She's like, ah, not the Birkin! And I'm like, yes, bitch, the Birkin.
I thought it was so funny, like, he was the only person that didn't hear that the storm was over. He's just stuck in his basement. He's like,
it's like Boss from the past.
I am putting the sweat in sweater today. Woo! For those not watching, I'm wearing a sweater. That's the backstory. Thank you. All right, we're back. Where were we? Besides cleaning up my fucking mess. Oh my God, I'm out of breath from scrubbing. What the fuck? Anyways, where are we guessing next?
All right, breakfast in bed was a cute idea. But everything bagels were a mistake. I found a sesame seed in my labia this morning.
I love that Jake is on record with that as an audio recording. I love that.
Well, thank you.
That is definitely giving New York City. Like, I've been in that position and found a sesame seed in my labia.
Los Angeles.
What? Nobody eats in Los Angeles. They don't even have good bagels in Los Angeles. What are you fucking talking about?
That's the bait and switch. It's a bagel. I knew you'd go to New York.
It's a bait and switch. Shut up. That's the bait and switch. Ha ha. You got caught. I'm Maury Povich. Like, shut up. I'm so bitter. I hate losing. God.
I think you got one right so far, right?
Shut up. I know I've gotten one right. Fuck you.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to read this one's a conversation.
I love.
We sat in his car talking for 2 hours and he wants to grab dinner tomorrow.
Sarah, please do not date your drug dealer.
Wow, that. This is a conversation I've had with a friend. You can guess which role I was playing. A part of me wants to say Miami. And then another part of me wants to say Los Angeles. But now, this is why I failed literally every multiple choice test in school, was because I was like, well, they just did a Los Angeles, so it can't be Los Angeles. And they said drugs, so they want me to think it's Miami, but it's actually Texas. Like, you can't. I'm gonna go with Miami. I know it's gonna be Los Angeles.
Then say L.A.
It's Miami.
It's L.A.
It's Los Angeles.
I thought you were saying that to... What the f***? Why am I so bad at this?
I'm on your side, dude. Come on.
They say go with your gut. No, I need to go with the shit, okay? I need to go with, like, the second feeling I get.
All right, I got one. Guy to friends, : When I die, I'm going to turn myself into mushrooms and you will all have to take me.
New York City. Done.
Austin.
Austin? What the I honestly forgot that was an option. I forget that, like, Texas exists on a pretty regular basis. Okay, whoopsies. Okay, I truly have maybe one sip left.
Jake, you want to rip one more?
Oh, this one.
Okay, wait, actually. Okay, so Sam's got one.
Wait.
I hate when you guys laugh before you start them.
Oh, sorry. Actually, I hate this one.
No. I just mean it like... I love you, Sam.
Okay, so this is, it's explaining, girl does a line of and then says, wait, what's our intention for this?
That, I think, has to be Los Angeles. But, like, I know that that feels like the obvious answer, so I want to go, like, New York.
Go with your gut.
I don't know what my gut is saying anymore. I'm going to go with Los Angeles.
Yeah, this was overheard in Santa Monica, California.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's surprising. I would have thought that was, like, some Silver Lake shit of, like, what is our intention with this? Well, that is literally, like, what LA is like. It's crazy. It is literally so insane.
Oh, this one's good, too.
And then those same people sniffing a line are like, I don't know what's in the I don't know what's in the COVID vaccine, so I'm not putting that into my body. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Hot take, but work.
Let's do one more. One more.
All right, let's do one more. Right, booger? Daddy's getting drunk.
I work clean, am a good mom, and ketamine is the only thing bringing me joy.
This is giving big Miami. Oh, I cook it clean. I'm a good mom. Ketamine. We're like New York. I feel like New York is like really on some ketamine shit. Or LA. I'm going to go with New York. It's Miami, isn't it?
It's Los Angeles.
It's Brentwood.
I fucking hate this game. Thank you so much for playing Overheard. Overheard under... Overheard Overserved is the name of this fucking game.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Well, the only thing I'm hearing is my stomach screaming, please put something other than alcohol in your stomach right now. We are starving. Now, before we wrap up this episode, I wanted to give this week's toast. And this toast goes to Lizzo's song lyrics in the song Rumors. All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. I f*** him and you, yeah. If you believe I do that. Had to cut some hoes loose, yeah. NDA, no loose lips. Now them hoes is trying to sue me. Bitch, I don't give two shits. So, to aging just like I will. To Lizzo's song lyrics. Wow, that really... That aged like I'm going to in my 50s. That is so bad. That is so bad, Lizzo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. This was truly an exceptionally enjoyable episode. I really feel so lucky that this is a part of my job and that I get to do this and get to bring laughter to every corner of the world, including Miami, Los Angeles, Austin, and New York. And the occasional surprise of London. thank you, Jason, Sam, and Jake, for all of your help. I did try and mask that with a British accent. Thank you so much. I am also drunk, so f*** all of you for laughing, because you got me here. You did this to me. No, for real, I appreciate everybody who tunes in. Be sure, if you haven't, to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, wherever you get podcasts. Video episodes are up on youtube.com/Chris. And rate and review 5 stars.
Oh, no way.
That was out of pocket, and also it's out of my body now, so thank God.
That was 5 stars.
I'm really so sorry to have left you with that. You guys deserve better, but I am still picking gray f***ing pubes off my microphone. What is happening? I've got to hang up. Good night.
Coming in hot. Oh.